USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ukraine's military said it's launching counterattacks in northern areas on the edge of Kyiv, seeking to push Russian forces back from the towns at the gates of the capital, where they've been stuck for more than 2 weeks. Battles have been raging just miles from the city limits, but the Russians are unable to get through. Authorities have imposed a full curfew through tomorrow morning, locking down the capital and forbidding people from going outside for their own safety from the attacks. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs continued to fall amid a strengthening job market. Jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 214,000 for the week ending March 12, according to the Labor Department. In total, about 1.4 million Americans, a 50-year low, were collecting jobless aid last week. And the unemployment dropped from 4% to 3.8%. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Nearly three dozen companies worldwide will start making generic versions of Pfizer's coronavirus pill. The medicine's patent pool said in a statement that agreements signed with 35 companies should help make Pfizer's antiviral Paxlovid available to more than half the world's population. Generic drug makers across a dozen countries in Asia, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and Eastern Europe will begin producing either the raw ingredients for the Pfizer drug or the pill itself immediately. Amazon announced that it had closed its acquisition of Hollywood studio MGM just 2 days after European regulators said the deal would not significantly reduce competition in European markets. The retail giant announced the $8.5 billion deal in May, making it the second largest acquisition following its $13.7 billion deal with Whole Foods in 2017. The latest acquisition is aimed at boosting Amazon's streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
FEMA has announced how much money they've spent on helping to bury people who died of COVID.
FEMA announced that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A police officer and a gunman died following a shootout this morning in eastern Missouri that left another officer wounded. Bone Terre Officer Lane Burns and Corporal Garrett Worley were dispatched to a reported disturbance at a Motel 6, according to Missouri State Highway Patrol spokesperson Dallas Thompson. As they approached the room where the disturbance was reported, a man came out firing a handgun, shooting both officers. The officers returned fire, killing the man who was identified as James Emery of St. Louis. Burns was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Worley was flown to a St. Louis trauma center where he's undergoing surgery. And because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Europe will no longer be attempting this year to send its first rover to Mars, which was to have probed whether the planet ever hosted life. The European Space Agency confirmed that it's indefinitely suspending its ExoMars rover mission with partner Roscosmos, Russia's space corporation. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.